What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service. And the ladies are excited. All right.
Yes, we are.
Listen.
L'Oreal and Gigi McGuire. We got Jackie Christie here with us today from Basketball Wives.
Thank you so much for having me, Angela.
Look at Jackie trying to be all...
Come on, Jackie.
You already know.
No, but before you got here, we were talking about you, and we were talking about how nice it is to see somebody in a solid marriage.
Right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank
you know, you. Especially on television, and somebody that whose husband actually likes having him around.
Right. Okay. Can you guys believe that? Especially nowadays.
Yeah. On a show called Basketball Wives, where you're the only wife. Well,
no, there's some.
Oh, am I taking jabs? That's not what I meant.
Currently, right now, I'm the only wife.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Brandy's really a wife too.
Okay. Yeah,
but are they back together?
You know what? They didn't. I don't think they broke
really
up.
Is she really on the show? I mean, I know we saw her, but is she in the opening credits?
You know, she's not. Okay. Not this year. Not this season. But
right.
But next year, eventually, yeah. Maybe.
So. Yeah.
How do you keep things fresh, though? I know that's a question I'm sure probably people ask you all the time. But how do you keep things fresh? Like, I know I hear stories all the time about people who are married and they just stop having sex. Mm-hmm. They're not interested anymore. How do you make sure that's still popping?
You know what? The intimacy is there. That's why I wrote this book, too, because it was to help couples and just people looking for a relationship. Intimacy is not just about sex. It's mm-hmm. also about communication, conversation. I want to feel appreciated. You know, from morning to night, a woman wants to feel like, you know, she's special and she wants to feel like she looks good and feels good. Mm-hmm. But if all of a sudden you're ignoring her all day and then at night you just want to have sex, it starts making them feel objectified. And, you know, the fire starts burning out. They start getting bored. They start wanting something else. Then that other man comes into their life and compliments them and this and that. That intimacy starts mm-hmm. before you know it. She's head over
Everybody
heels for him. And then don't let them breathe on your neck or something. Next thing you know, all them feelings start coming back. And then the sex is the bomb because you really want it with your mate, but you're getting it somewhere else. And you start confusing yourself with thinking you're in love with that person and the relationship falters.
Do you ever go through a dry spell where y'all just weren't having sex? I always hear this from my friends that have been in long-term relationships. Like, we never have sex anymore.
You know what? We didn't because we're both freaks. We both love to be intimate with each other. And we have this thing where we can talk about anything and we fantasize too. That's another thing that I think couples should do more of. And I talk about it in my book as well. Is fantasizing and it makes everybody feel like they're not missing anything. You know what I mean? You have to be able to be open though, with your partner and with your mate and have respect and trust too. You know, they have to not want to veer outside of that relationship. But I can tell Doug if I find someone attractive or this and that and the other. And it's really that intimacy that we share together that helps us go to another level. And mentally, if you there, the sex is the bomb.
Cool. So he doesn't get mad though? You're like, oh, I think so and so did so good.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I said go. Because I want to be able to tell my man
Jackie.
That such and he not take it personal. Like,
that's right.
Awesome.
That's right. And you have to do that. You have to have that open communication.
But how do you, like, okay. Because I never really tell, like, my boyfriend if I find somebody else attractive.
I don't think I've ever done that ever.
I'd be scared. Or not scared
not even
like
scared,
that,
but
like,
I just feel like that's something
no
I tell
argument.
My girls. Like, I never would tell my boyfriend, like,
he looks good.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, and people are surprised because they're like, Jackie, we picture you this overprotective, you know, jealous type. And I'm like, it's not even like that. Like we started years and years ago. We've been married 21 years. So we right in our first 2 years of marriage, we was in Hawaii one time and we was just sitting on the couch in the hotel room, chilling and eating and drinking wine. And we just started talking openly about things. And I wanted him to share with me his past. What was your best relationship? What was the best sex? Who was it with? Why do you feel you felt that way? And all of that. And we started our conversations like that, and it just developed into being able to be open about everything, and it just took us to another level.
He was like, Dylan, Dylan.
And I won't lie, y'all, I was a little jealous at first because
he
like,
told you other people because, if like, I ask you that question, you better say me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
I
felt like that, but I fought the urge because I was like, oh, with a man, it's hard enough to get him to open up.
Right.
Do not show. So I didn't let him see it, but I was kind of like, ouch. Oh, her?
Right.
Oh, why? But then it just drove me to be the
I'm
best
sure
I could be
I'm sure
it
had to be motivation.
Him. There it is.
Yeah,
right. There it is.
I better get on there, reverse cowgirl his ass.
What you said she need to do? Let me find something to top that.
There it is. Yeah.
Now, what about him telling you about, you know, women that, like, she's hot. I would definitely in my younger years if I was single.
No, he it's a turn on for me. Doug's in his 40s. We're still young. We're, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? We get it popping. And if, like, Halle Berry, he thinks she's beautiful.
But everybody, that's like, yeah. You know, yeah. But what about somebody attainable like that, you know, random? No, like somebody like, that's like a random chick.
What's the girl down
yeah, it could be a girl down the street. Or if, you know, if I haven't seen him in a couple of days, say mm-hmm. he's gone with the team because he travels with the team right now. And I say, did you see anybody sexy on the road? What'd she look like? What was she built like? Like that kind of thing. It's interesting for us. It's intriguing. It's like a different kind of release for us.
What if he was like, man, I think Evelyn is so sexy.
I would laugh if he thought Evelyn was, but I mean, I'm you know, secure enough in myself that I wouldn't worry about Evelyn too much.
But he doesn't get like a hall pass or anything. No. That you're like, oh, she like that. No.
Real quick. No.
I don't think he even wants that, because when you can be open with your mate and mm-hmm. you're everything to them, it's like kind of like, eh. It takes that whole thing out of it. And I know what he wants. I know what he needs. And I'm there to fulfill that and vice versa. So we're happy.
Now, I was reading, my friend Lainey has been writing for this magazine, right? She has a column in this magazine. She used to work at Penthouse.
Oh, wow.
So she talks a lot about sex. And she talks about how masturbating is really good for you.
Yes.
And they say it relieves a lot of stress. For some guys, it can prevent, like, colon cancer, all kinds of things. So when Doug is not traveling, are you big on masturbating?
Definitely. We can do that together with each other. That's FaceTime. Another thing that's mm-hmm. very sexy. You know, yeah, you do that with each other mm-hmm. because it also opens up communication, intimacy. You drop all of those shields that we have around us, you know what I mean? And you're able to experience sex on a higher level.
See, how often do you ladies masturbate? She started scratching. She's like, I just rub one out now.
I'm not every day, but like regularly.
You think it makes sex better?
I do.
Really?
Lori,
you know, I used to do it a lot. And then I just stopped.
Then you got, like, them long ass. You got them long ass nails.
It's not about this. But I'm not gonna lie. I started to feel like a pervert. Like
especially do spurts. Mm-hmm. Like when I want to masturbate for a lot, and then I just like, all right, I don't need to do
that. I feel like God is judging me.
God's judging
you. If you masturbate before you have sex,
you know you can, but mm-hmm. I
like
mean,
if you know you about to have sex with a guy,
because your pussy be wetter and all that stuff.
But I don't want to come before I have sex, because I feel like, I know this is very dudish, but I feel like if I come, I kind of like
don't want to have sex. Like you're good.
Yeah. Oh, this is my friend right here, Lainey, that we were just talking about.
You like warms and you warm it up.
Yeah.
Like a little appetizer.
We were just talking about Lainey's article about masturbation. Here, you got to take a look at this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She has her column in this magazine, Strip LV, Las Vegas.
Okay. Oh, different.
This is a nice magazine.
It is. Ooh wee. I got to subscribe to this. I like it.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, you were, because Lainey, I was talking about some of your previous articles about masturbation and how masturbation is really good for you. So we were talking about how frequently we masturbate.
Yes.
And you've had some weird, some weird experiences about guys masturbating. You said one guy used to like to masturbate with a vibrator in his butt.
Yes, not only that, but with nine volt batteries.
Oh.
He would take a couple of 9-volt batteries, put in a condom, and then put it in his butt while he masturbated.
Oh my God.
Wait. Oh, I thought the batteries were going inside the vibrator.
They
were
just going inside of his condom.
Wait. I just missed this whole shit. So the vibrator and batteries.
Well, that's two separate, you know.
Instances.
Men do it with vibrators, but I knew somebody who used 9-volt batteries.
Oh. Because they give you a shock of some sort, probably.
Really?
He said something about the heaviness of them that he read in a book. That it's very pleasant to.
I think that should make you feel like you gotta poop. It's like
something just sitting there
waiting
to
come out. I gotta keep this battery in there.
Don't do it.
That's a no. It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh, but Lainey, this is Jackie.
Hi Jackie.
Hi. Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives.
Oh, and lovely to meet you.
I've known Lainey for a long time. She's worked with Penthouse.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so she knows everybody and everything. And she actually has. You guys are both authors.
Okay.
You know, great. Which I love. She's written books about how to ask for a threesome.
Oh, yay.
Threesomes.
Mm-hmm. Blowjobs.
Blowjobs, a role play.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I wrote a book where I interviewed a dozen high-end call girls about what was their secret. Why do men come back to them to pay $2,000 an hour? It can't just be sex, because they can get that anywhere.
Right.
That's right.
So I interviewed them about what it is about their what they offered in other ways that made them come back.
Amazing. I would love to read that book.
Yeah, and then obviously Jackie's been, she's been married to Doug Christie. They've been in a relationship for over 21 years.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And they get married every year.
Yes, every year.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you. Thank
How many wedding dresses? So you have all those wedding dresses still?
Well, 21
I have,
dresses.
I have, yeah. Yeah, every year I get a new one.
No, that's crazy. Yeah. I'll be like, all right, no more room for this. Who, okay. who wants wedding dresses, bitches?
I have boxes of them in storage.
That's crazy.
Now, Jackie, have you ever done role play?
You know what? I do. Mm-hmm. I love doing that. Anything sexual you can experience with your mate, I feel like you should do. You only live once. This is a gift to us, which is sexual release, orgasm, sex, that whole exchange and interaction. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
So you never felt, because I've never done it, and I've always said I was going to and yeah. whatever. So, but like, at no point you ever just start laughing and be like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, you don't ever feel crazy. Because
no.
I think that's what I'm scared of, like, yeah. the other person, like the guy would just be looking at me like, this is not working out. And I'm sitting here with a maid.
If it's a mutual decision and y'all both decide to go and do it, I think y'all both get into it enough that you just go ahead and go through with it.
And like, what do you do? Like, put an accent on? Like, how does it work?
I mean, you just got to go with the
outfit
flow.
On.
You got to go with the flow or whatever it is.
What's your favorite role?
I would have to probably say a French maid.
I was going to say nurse for you.
Yeah, or nurse. Yeah. Nurse, but French maid.
Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, I know. Nurse Jackie, yeah.
Wait, that was a movie.
I'm going to try that next week. Nurse Jackie. Just,
And sometimes with role play, you don't necessarily have to put on a costume. Like, you can be more spontaneous about it and just start going in the moment mm-hmm. with what you say. It's about what you say, not so much what you're wearing.
Why do I think like the costume is the best part?
And sometimes it is.
Yeah. I'm like, it has to have a costume. Like, how are we going to know who we are? How do I know you're a fireman if you don't have a hat on?
Where's your ex? Now, my friend on Twitter, Aloni, she does this advice column thing, and she says, one girl wrote in and she had this rape fantasy, and she wanted a guy to. But I mean, I know it sounds taboo to say, but if you're role playing and this is like the game that you want to do or whatever, obviously in real life, you would never want that to happen. But I think there's a whole category in porn about that.
Oh, I mean, that's probably one of the number one fantasies of women. And it's not about the violence. It's about giving up control.
Yeah.
So it's more because all role play is about dominance and submission. Basically, those are with all themes, whether it's like doctor, patient, schoolgirl, headmaster, whatever it is.
Headmaster.
It's about, it's not about anyone getting hurt per se, but it's about, having this handsome burglar break into your home, and instead of burglarizing your home, you have sex.
And you're right.
It's like,
you're right.
Oh, my burglar's hot.
Now, your latest article was about how you used to go on Craigslist.
Yes.
And, like, fuck dudes that you met off of Craigslist.
Yes, yes.
What?
Jesus. Yes. I'm
but
scared
now,
to get
this
a TV
is
off
day
of
when
there.
Everybody used
this
Craigslist.
This is before Tinder. This is like we're going back, 10 years now.
Jackie's like, that seems like such a scary thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
But is that scarier than meeting somebody in real life in a club?
Or in Tinder. To me, Tinder is the same thing. If you're going to, you see his picture, you hook up. I mean, it was the same thing, except it was actually a little better because you had more time to email each other back and forth and get a sense if this is like a well-balanced mental person, or is this...
Can he spell?
All that, what he wants to do and stuff. But it definitely, there's some danger involved.
Yeah,
I don't disagree. Mm-hmm. That was part of the thrill for me, of course, was like not knowing what was going to happen.
Did you have to tell people like, okay, I got to let my friends know... that I'm going on a date. I'm going to be here.
I'm about to go fucking. So here's my, here's my location. Here.
Like, what was it just a... Listen, this happened on Insecure. Let's not forget. Do you watch Insecure, right. Jackie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
I love that
Jackie.
Show. It's listen, a great show.
It is.
You would love this show, I'm telling you.
Okay.
On HBO.
Okay. And it's based in Cali, so it's like...
Oh, my God.
Know,
what?
But it actually happened to her on the show, right? She was on the... I forget which site she was doing some online dating.
It was like a Tinder kind of thing.
And she tried to, like, do a hookup, and she couldn't do it, though. The first time.
Yeah.
She couldn't have sex with the guy. She just felt awkward about it. But it was her first time.
Yeah, sure.
And it was
sure.
It was what you call a Wolf James, right? Remember, he's a singer.
Luke James?
Luke James, sorry. Wolf James. Close enough.
What? I think that's like his Instagram name or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, see? So I'm not too far off. It was yeah. Luke James, and she dissed him.
Oh, my
she
God.
She said she didn't want to have sex with him. Because she felt awkward, right?
Right.
Yeah, she
see,
was like laughing and
Jackie
giggling
has
every
never
time
had to
he, like,
deal with
her.
Any of this. You've never had to deal with any of this online
been
dating.
Married forever.
You've
yeah.
never had
she's
to deal
married.
With these apps because you've yeah. been married.
In the 90s.
Right.
96, you guys.
Wow.
So I'm lost when it comes to that. But I do have some friends that do that, mm-hmm. and I always panic for them. Because
yeah.
I'm like, how do you know you're not going to go meet this person? And luckily, they haven't ran into that yet, but I'm always nervous for them. But they're like, these guys are so hot, and da-da-da. So I guess it has a certain level of interestingness to it, because it's, you know, fresh, and it's, like she said, spontaneous.
Right.
But I don't know. I probably would be nervous.
I'm scared to meet.
Well, let's talk about people. Some real life experiences yeah. that you've had, Lainey, since you've done
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. So they were mostly really great. A lot of times when you asked if I told friends, like, I you know, my BFF knew I was doing it, you know, but a lot of times, no, I would, when I was bored at Penthouse, let's say when I was working at Penthouse, it was mm-hmm. a slow day, you know, like people do, you go online, and I would, you know, meet someone and go see them on my lunch hour, for instance, you know, and come back. And most of the guys were very good looking, very, you know, pretty respectful considering. One time, though, I was talking, you know, one of the tips I give in the article is if it's the talking is going on too long, like now a week's gone by and you haven't made up, there's usually something, that's when something fishy is
Cat-ish.
Going on. It's not when some guy says, okay, yeah, can you meet today? Great, let's do. Those are
yeah.
usually on the level when it's like a week goes by and like he's still talking to you and it's the conversation's explicit, like he wants to sext or whatever. So one guy, he sent me his picture. He was a good looking guy, but I mean, nothing crazy or anything, just averagely good looking guy. And I didn't hear from him, and then I heard from him, and then finally I was like, for this one, I said, yeah, let's meet at Starbucks, you know, I didn't want to, you know,
I'll
invite him over,
ass.
I said, something's weird, and I waited, like a half hour went by, and I was going to leave, and all of a sudden, this guy from India comes up to me. When I say from India, I mean like he was not
Turban.
Like, yeah, he hadn't been here that long, in accent, and he's like, hello, Lainey, and I said, yeah, and he's like, it's me, you know, and it would have been fine, except that's not the picture I got.
No.
That's not they weren't even the same race. They weren't the same.
Oh,
and
wow.
and I looked and I just stared at him and I was like, and I said to him, absolutely not. And I just walked out the door.
Why would he think that you would still be okay with it? Like,
It's amazing what people think they can pull off. Like,
right.
that's probably the worst thing that happened, which, you know, it was kind of gross when you think about how you've spoken to that person. Like,
yeah,
oh, what are you into
business.
Sexually? What are you
right.
into? You got kind of intimate. And that after that, I was like, don't talk that dirty to anybody at all, because you know, could be
right.
some guy just trying to get his jollies off or, you know, whatever, because that did feel icky, like mm-hmm. when I got home
yeah.
I was like, ugh, gotta take a shower, and like, ugh.
You did know, you have like repeat instances with some of these guys that you were meeting, or was it always just a one time?
No. There were some guys that I saw over the first guy that I ever hooked up with. I think instinctually I decided to look for younger guys, thinking I'd have more control when my first one. So it was someone who was like 10 years younger than me, and we had a great time, and it's why I think I kept doing it, because the first one was so much fun. He was a really cool person. He worked in entertainment like I did, and we hooked up, and I think we hooked up for like 6 years on and off.
Damn.
Like,
wait,
that's a relationship.
Yeah.
That's a relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know it's not going to sound nice, but like, you know, I saw him through an engagement and a marriage, and oh, you know, when his when his wife was away, like I came over, you know, like his wife doesn't know I'm standing there naked looking at a wedding album, and you know, like that, and you know,
you guys look great.
You guys look great.
Look, Jackie's like, no,
let me call my husband.
Let me see what this nigga doing.
I don't know. I don't know if she knew.
Oh my God.
You don't, I didn't know. I never, obviously, if I hadn't met her, I would never have done that, you know? So, but I don't know. And I know that.
He had
like,
you at the house. That's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
Oh, in their bed.
That's in the bed.
Yeah, it was disrespectful. That's why I would never have thought of him as anything but a hookup. Like,
right.
He obviously is not a guy you want to date and get serious with and stuff, you know?
I couldn't do that. Go to somebody's house and what if she came home?
Right, you never had
you were with her, you were with him before her. I guess,
right.
In a way.
He was such a, he was like, you know, this cute but nerdy kind of nervous. He wouldn't have taken a chance like that. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have had to be like, she would have shown up like 2 days early or something if that had happened and stuff. But I saw him for a while, and, you know, every so often he checks in to see, you know, I'm married now and stuff.
Wow.
And he checks in to see my status. Like, hey, how's it going? I said, still married. And he's
so he's seen you through an engagement and a marriage, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
sort of.
Oh, my God. Jackie, you remember the first time you and Doug hooked up?
Yes. Yeah.
So how long? Like, walk us through that.
Let me see.
I just snag him.
You know what? It was 4 months into our relationship, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. We finally decided to be intimate, and it was at, I had a condo downtown Seattle overlooking the water. It was really, really cool. And we were in the living room, and back then, you know, the big screen TVs was like the big console. So we were watching Shanice, and now she's Shanice Online, you know, the singer.
I Love Your Smile?
Yeah, that's the song.
I love the song.
I really do.
And he used to be like, he was like, she has such a pretty smile, this and that. And we had some wine, and we ended up being intimate right there in the living room on the floor. And my best friend, she didn't live with me, but I had gave her the key, and she came home early from the club.
Oh, no, she did not.
And we were just like messing around under the blanket, but she was like, oh my God. She came and dove on top of us, and it was hilarious. You know, but the blanket was there, and she was like, oh, you guys finally did it, and all that. It was hilarious. So it was comical to
her. How was it the first time?
It was amazing. It was just what I thought it would be. It was, you know, everything I thought he would be.
Because sometimes the first time, I always feel like this. Like, you could have a great connection with somebody.
Yes.
Sometimes the first time is a little awkward.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
It'd be off.
I've never really had the first time be the best time.
Yeah.
No. I had one time where the first time was the best time. But I remember one time I had a first time, and I called Andrew. I was like, this shit was awful.
She said it was terrible.
I was like, this is awful. It was so bad. I did not want to have sex with him.
And what'd I say?
No.
She was like, well, you know, you just probably just gotta learn each other.
And yeah, I did.
Time. And then I'm not gonna lie, when we did it again, it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't the best, but it was cool.
Right.
But like that.
He was
first
a top
time,
five.
Yeah. Top five. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
No, he was probably like 10. Last.
That's funny.
No, but you know, it was just like, she's right. Like, in the beginning, it's kind of like you got to learn each other sometimes with certain
Sometimes people don't know how to eat your pussy right. Like, there's certain things. It's true.
But guess what? I don't got a problem telling them.
Right.
Good.
But you have to tell them still. I'd rather not
think
that's
awkward.
I don't want to have to tell you, but I will.
I think men appreciate that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I think men, you know, a lot of times the guys have told me like, well, if women don't feel we do it enough, let's say, even like, open your mouth and tell us, you know, like, and sometimes I've said like, my annoyance is, why do I have to tell you to go down on me when like we go down on you constantly,
you know,
like
that,
why do we have to tell you at all, you know, but even that, but, or if not doing it right, they're like, show me, tell me what am I doing.
I think if a guy was to stop me and be like, listen, this is awful. This is
you
what you need to
that.
Do.
I'm saying, no, that's not constructive.
Don't put a dick in my mouth ever again.
This is awful. It's not constructive. What's constructive is, you know what I like? That's how you do it. You don't say this is awful.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. You just bit me. No.
Ouch, I don't like being bit.
Yeah. Raise my dick.
What is
smile
on your face?
Jackie, is there anything you haven't tried that you want to?
Haven't tried. No. I think I've pretty much tried everything.
Nailed it.
I haven't done it all.
Yeah. 21 years.
Yeah.
Well, what keeps it exciting after 21 years?
I was telling those guys, intimacy, being able to communicate, us wanting to feel appreciated and beautiful all day long. It don't have to be outward sexual comments, but, you know, make the woman feel like she's, you know, gorgeous and you want her. That's important to me. You know, I want to feel wanted. Yeah. And that desire has to be there on both sides. And the sex will be good. The relationship will last, I feel. And everybody will feel satisfied. Where people run into problems is when there's somebody's lacking satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever watch porn together?
Definitely. We definitely watch that. Yeah, definitely. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have tons of videos, but there's also
kind of sites now. Own videos?
We have our own. We buy or order online.
Where can we find those?
Yeah. Oh, no, not videos. Yeah, definitely. So, but
do you have sex differently when you know you're filming it?
When we know we're filming it?
Yeah, when you're filming it, like, for each other. Do you have
We've
sex differently?
We've never filmed a sex tape together.
I thought you said you have videos.
No, we watch of other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's you guys are from it, too.
Yeah.
That's why when you said that, and it was a joke, it was funny, but I figured that's what she meant.
I don't know if that would turn me on. Like,
you don't want to watch it? Doug.
No, I think in my mind, I'm a mind person, and, you know, I don't know if that's my sign or what, but it's all about the mental for me.
I think for your next anniversary, you guys should film yourself having sex.
Really?
That's a good idea.
I think so.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, he could have a little clip on his phone, and you could have a little clip on your phone. And
then when y'all not together,
then you can see it.
I think that would be hot.
Well, we FaceTime and stuff, but I don't know about the... I'll try it, but...
He probably would love that. I'm not gonna lie. He probably would love that.
See, I'm a mental person. I'm the type that, you know, they say if you really, really, really think hard enough, you can almost have an orgasm thinking about it.
Really?
See, yeah, and I get the chills and all that because I'm so into the mental part of it.
I'm going to try that.
She could make sure about to make this water bottle move.
You gonna mind fuck yourself touching it. You gonna mind fuck yourself? Yeah.
This is my mind fuck move too. Like this.
Now, Lainey, for you getting married, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, obviously, that you and your husband have had to talk about a lot of different things.
Sure. Yeah.
By the way, he's a Donald Trump supporter. Nothing against
him. He is. Please don't kill me.
Oh, yeah, because right
Does
about
he still
now,
feel
that's
the
wrong
same?
Thing
Does
to
he
say.
Still feel the same?
No. He's, look, well, I pulled a trick on him actually on election day. He didn't feel well. And I said to him, you know, honey, I said, are you really going to, you know, you obviously have a fever. I said, you know, he's not going to win in New York anyway. You know, it's not like your vote's going to count. I said, why don't you just sit this one out? And he goes, you're right. He's not, you're right. And so I was like, psh, at least I can say that, you know, he didn't actually vote for him. I was like, I can't go to bed with you if I know you voted for that man.
That guy is awful.
Like, he is awful. The funny thing is that, you know, working in adult entertainment, when I want to be in a relationship, I usually don't tell people right away because it scares men off, or men think you're going to, like, oh, great, we're going to have orgies and have sex with, you know, porn stars. And it's not the case either. So I just told him I was a publicist. And I think after a month, someone at his job Googled my name and went over to him and said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's like, this girl you're with, he's like, she's like this and this. And he texted me and it wasn't so much the porn. It was I didn't tell him about the books either. And he texted me and he goes.
Yeah, so that's not.
He was like, you voted for Obama?
You would know she's a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Really? No. He texted me and he said, so you wrote a book about blowjobs. Very impressive. And I said, oh, my God. And then he called me and goes, it's okay. He goes, I'm so, like, impressed that you're such a self-made woman and you're a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. And I know that doesn't mean.
And you do give great blowjobs.
Right. And exactly. And he said that too. And then I said, well, glad.
He said that too.
But I said, well, I'm glad this isn't going to be an issue. And he goes, well, it's not like I read that you, like, you know, volunteered for the Obama campaign.
You were like, whoa.
And
I
stopped and I said, what does that mean? I just didn't even understand. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he goes, oh, and then he's like, yeah, I'm a Republican. Like we had our wedding at the Women's National Republican Club
on
Fifth Avenue. It was beautiful, like a beautiful ballroom and everything. It was great. But it's like a family religion. Like they're like, you know, Abraham Lincoln, like Republicans, like it's their religion in this family. Like,
do you guys argue a lot about that? Because
so
much going on. I can imagine. I wouldn't have sex with you.
I'd be like, go with the KKK rally.
Absolutely.
Oh. And I'm sure you probably met Donald Trump because I know he loves porn stars.
Yeah, I had a couple of, I had a client, you remember her, remember Dr. Remember Z?
Yes, Victoria she's a, yeah, she went on a couple, she had a column in Penthouse.
Yeah, she had a couple of dates with him when right after Marla, but before Melania, when he was single for a little window. And, you know, she told us how, like, he goes, all he does is talk about himself all day, you know. Get she goes here. I didn't have sex with him because he's so, she's like, all he did was talk about himself, and all he did was say, like, you know, once you sleep with me, you know, I'm gonna ruin it for everyone else, you'll never want anyone but me.
Yeah, you'll have that,
you know. Hey. And he talks shit about his, like, last wife, and, you know, she just not a nice person.
The first couple of dates, who does that?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donald Jack's Trump.
Like, I'm learning.
Yeah, we don't even call him president. That's so funny. We just be like, Donald Trump.
Nobody calls him president.
Nobody calls him president.
I've never heard anyone outside the media say president.
Right. Because with Obama, he was like President Obama or President Clinton.
We'd be like, you're president.
And we'd be like, Donald Trump. This motherfucker. Right. Like, we know him for real, for real. Like, oh, that nigga Donald Trump. I
hate him. Now, I know people who are so scared of, like, online dating. They feel like it makes them a loser, you know. I don't want to do this.
Way.
I don't want to sign up. And so, just from your own experience, on that.
I totally felt that way. That's why I did Craigslist, because my sister was bothering me for years to do Match, and I was like, I don't want, like, my profile up for people to see. And
I like
think,
their
you know,
commercials though. Like,
their commercials
are cute. I actually did commercials for Match as well.
You did?
You did?
Perfect. That's what I mean.
That's nice.
It actually seems like it's successful. Yeah. Like, you're
well,
like,
I met my husband on Match. That's the, ironically.
Oh, see, like, look at this.
Ironically, that's one
Jackie
of the things.
Jackie don't got to deal with none of this shit.
Lucky Jackie.
Right.
Lucky Jackie.
Lucky Jackie.
But, you know, when I was on Craigslist, like, I never, even when I posted ads, like, I never posted my photo. I didn't want people to know.
But you know, you get a lot more views when you post your photo.
Absolutely, you do. But
a lot
more
winks.
I was willing to risk it. I didn't care. I didn't want people to know. And, very private about my, you know, personal life, and I didn't want people knowing about it. So, you know, that's why I didn't do Match. And finally, when I just got bored, you know, after a while, especially when I started my own business, it just stopped giving me the same charge. You know, it's like it was like a drug that didn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I stopped getting a buzz. And my sister's like, are you going to go on Match finally? Like, finally? And I was like, okay, fine, I will.
And you probably saw so many people that you know.
Yeah.
Really?
That's another thing that scares
I did.
People,
I did.
That you know.
Somebody who used to date my old roommate in college actually posted on my on my photo, like, hey, how are you?
You're like,
know.
No, not here.
Well, how long was you on there before you found Mr. Wright?
1 month.
Wow. See?
That's it.
That's what I'm saying. That's
and
why
him,
not loserish.
Him too?
He was on and off on there. No, it sounds like he was there. He was there a while more than me, for sure. Really? He was there a while more than me. He was dating several women when I met him. He just hadn't found one that he really liked, so he kept his profile up, you know, until he met someone that he really liked. And so I think he'd been there, like, at least a year.
I'm like, I just think I'm so scared to, like, me. Like, I met one person off of Instagram before, but he was verified. I could Google him. Like, that's safe. You know what I mean? Yeah. But to me, I feel like even, like, guys that, like, if they try to talk to me and it's like I can't Google them, not saying that they have to be like, oh, you got to be famous or you got, but I'm scared because I don't fucking know you. Like, yeah, where's your friends? Who the fuck is, who are you related to? Like, I just don't feel comfortable enough. So I think that's kind of cool that you found your husband off of Match, and you were able to, like, I wouldn't have a husband, which I don't right now, and that's maybe because I wouldn't take, like, a risk like that. I don't know. It's just
I was just like you, though. I really was like, I thought that was the worst. I refused to do it, and meanwhile I'm on Craigslist, like, you know, having an amazing sex life but not having an amazing relationship. Although I did actually end up living with a guy I met off Craigslist.
I was gonna say, none of those guys ever wanted a relationship?
Some of them did, but it was, you know, for me it was more about the sex anyway. You know, I had a really busy career and I wasn't lonely. per se. Okay. You know, it was when I got lonely all of a sudden that I was like, no, this isn't. When I got lonely is when it stopped working for me, you know, when I wanted to meet a real person. But one guy I did, we ended up moving in. He moved in with me like after 2 months. And then such a bad idea.
He found a woman and an apartment.
he did. He got a woman and an apartment. One day, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, he wakes me up on a Friday night, like we're sleeping, and he's like, get up, and he takes me to the living room.
What's
and
up, Lisa?
He looks at me, and he goes, start, all of a sudden, I don't know, he was a wackadoo, and I didn't know, you know, he's living in my house, and he starts like ranting about all the things, start listing reasons why he doesn't want to stay in this relationship, what was wrong with me, while he's chain smoking with a nicotine patch on his arm, pacing down, and then he kept saying, like, what's this smell in the house too? Is like, is something wrong? The smell. Oh yeah, you know, like I said to him, either you leave my house right now or I'm going to. It's a choice, right. You know. He wouldn't leave, so I left.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
He refused to leave. No, he refused to leave, so I left. And
that was your apartment.
It was my apartment. It was 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning at this point, but I knew I wasn't going to go sleep anyway, you know. And I went to the city, took a long walk, and I came back, like, you know, at 8, and I said, you got to get out of here now.
Wow.
Like, I'll call the police, but you got to go.
Oh, I would have came back with the police. it would have been an army with me.
Jackie, what's the toughest part of being married?
The toughest part for me is just the backlash I get from the public when they start making up stories and playing games like that. As far as just being married, it's the best thing in the world. You know what I mean? I've got my best friend. I've got, you know, if I want to go to the movies, my husband, we going to go. He cooks. I don't cook. Mm-hmm. I haven't cooked in 20 years. He's, you know.
What's the best meal he makes?
You know what? I love his seafood, but he can make everything.
From salmon
to whatever. And he's very healthy, takes good care of his body. I know he's a great dad to all my kids. Mm-hmm. He's just awesome. So it's not really.
We had did this topic the other day about what's your favorite thing to eat after sex. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you what the number one answer was.
What?
After y'all tell me, I want to see if you guys get it. But what is your favorite thing to eat after sex?
I would have to probably say raisins and almonds for me.
And that wasn't number one.
Okay,
well,
I can't wait to hear what it is.
I eat different kind of nuts.
Eat, not drink, because first of all, I need some water.
No, I said eat.
Okay.
Sandwiches?
Maybe some chips or something like that.
Candy?
Okay, and you said sandwiches? Mm-hmm. The number one answer was pizza.
Pizza?
I'll take that.
That sounds good.
Who is going to get pizza?
Oh, not going. You order it.
Yeah, I guess you can order it.
Yeah, because, bitch, I ain't trying to get up. Let's order pizza. That makes sense.
And then we can eat pizza and then do it again.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something. I do not eat food in the bed, ever.
Oh, no. I think that's disgusting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So if we're going to have sex and then eat, we got to go in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah. That's okay. Angela got a whole program.
I do. I don't play that shit.
I used to go walk right to, when I lived with my ex, like, I'll walk right to the kitchen butt naked after sex and give me some water or do whatever I had to do.
Babe, you want a water?
Right. Yes. Jackie, what? Like, I know everybody knows you're married, but what do your DMs look like? Do guys still shoot their shot with you?
Oh, I'm sure.
It's so many penis pictures in there. They actually are, like, masturbating and stuff. And I'm thinking, now, you know I'm married, but I don't get mad at him.
You're married,
just,
but you give off a high sexual vibe.
It is. Like, it's sure. Like a very sexual
girl. I feel like to be married that long, have like whips and chains and stripper poles. Nicole the Pole was there.
Yeah, Nicole the Pole.
I've worked
with
her before.
Yes.
So people get that vibe from, people get a sexual vibe from you. So
do
I
you do like that S&M stuff for real?
Yeah, I love everything, and I think that's really sexy. I like the whole grabbing around the neck, all of that stuff. It's just passion.
What about getting tied up? You get tied up?
You know what? I haven't got tied up.
All right, now
so
there's
I gotta
something.
Do that. There's something.
I feel like Jackie would do it.
I haven't
really?
Got, but I tie up people. I just haven't got tied up.
What's your sign?
As in people,
Leo.
As in Doug, because that's
Leo.
The only person. Okay. Okay. She said, I tie up people.
I'm a tire.
I'm a tire. Doug need to tie that ass up.
Okay.
Are you with it though?
You know what? I would, but I'm a control freak, so mm-hmm. I like to be in control.
But that's why you need to give up some.
Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe I will.
That might be actually kind of good for
I
you.
Like that. I think that is good for you. Next on the checklist is going to be that.
You should get blind. You should get blindfolded.
A blindfold is nice. Now I like that one because then you don't know what to expect. Great. So it's the anticipation.
Switch.
Go to the tree and pick up your switch.
Now, Lainey, as a highly sexual person, mm-hmm. right, what's the craziest thing that you've ever done that you look back and you'd be like, I can't believe I did that?
Oof. To think back now. I've had sex in public places for sure. Like, I've had sex at, like, I went down on a guy in the back room of a bar, you know, thinking that no one was around.
Come on, that's light work.
Yeah, that is. It's like,
not to me, because I ain't gonna do none of that stuff.
There was this, I mean, you know, the weird things I did because the partners I had were really into these things and it was made them so. There was this one guy that, huge dick, like too big. Too big, almost look like a mountain and
elephant.
What's his IG?
And so handsome, by the way, handsome. I met him on Craigslist. So handsome, so nice. Like he looked like a soap opera star. That's the kind of handsome he was. But he always we always finished the same way, which was he always wanted to finish with I had a full length mirror and you could move it. That he'd put it in front while I was sucking his balls. And he was playing with my ass and he'd stare at himself in the mirror and that's how he'd get off.
Oh, so he turned his cell phone.
One life to live.
With some help from the angel.
Yeah, but he had to see my ass like in the mirror too. It was a part of it. And it wasn't sucking his dick, it was sucking his balls. Not his dick, his balls.
So what was his
and
dick?
That was he was jacking off, okay. Watching my ass, and then he'd like, you know, and he'd like stop and finger me or whatever. But it was like the same thing. Like
that's
no matter
kind of boring for you.
Right. So then of course you don't, you know, it's limited and stuff. You know, there was, you know, there were other guys that I definitely explored.
He should have paid you for that.
Girl, I felt like I should have gotten paid a lot of times, but that's just
Gigi was like, why not just fucking get paid for this shit?
Gigi, you know what? You're not wrong.
If you're gonna be fucking for fun, you might as well be an escort and get paid.
But you know what? Though you can't be picky choosy though. That's the only thing you can't. You know, yeah, I could have done that if I could have said like, you know, acted like it was gonna be you. But when you're an escort, you know, a lot of times
you're an escort, you got to do everybody.
Yeah.
You can't choose the one.
You can't turn them down?
You can, but, you know,
it's
for some reason.
No,
it's not good for business. Like, you know, like.
Well, let me see a picture of this motherfucker.
See
if this is worth it.
I definitely.
Hey, I was calling to see if you had some open slots tonight. Send me a picture first. Let me see.
Right. Send me a selfie.
Now, Jackie, do you have any fetishes?
Probably porn.
Boobs.
What's your porn category?
You know what? I think the more forbidden it is, more like going to the massage parlor. So I'll if I go on Pornhub, I'll push masseuse.
Because
you know it's
that
erotic stuff.
Yeah.
Sexy. Like, are the doctors doing the exam?
Massage porn is very popular. Very popular, yeah. It's very popular.
That's like when
How does she get naked too?
They take their clothes off while the other one laying down.
I know this is about to sound mad perverted, so I got a wax the other day and I felt like she was being a little bit too touchy feely.
I had that experience too.
She was rubbing on my clit and I'm like, is she about to rape me or give me a
fucking happy
ending?
You didn't say anything? I'm surprised you're very outspoken.
I was like, no, I was frozen.
She was like, stop it,
she
some
liked
more.
It. That's
she was just like, she really like, no,
yes. I was like, yo, why is she on that?
Did you
area?
Have an orgasm?
No, but I thought like she was going to keep going.
Did you get wet?
I don't know.
She did.
No, but I'm not going to lie. I really did think it was a bit much. I was like, yo, you're supposed to be on this part.
Right, why are you on my clit?
Yeah, my clit doesn't grow hair. Like, that doesn't do that. So why is she... But she, kept wiping it. I was like, yeah, I feel like she's trying to make me come. Or, Okay, this happened.
This never happened. It was so weird.
My experience wasn't my clit, but she was just like really caressing, like when they wipe.
Thank you, Gigi. Yeah.
Like really caressing and just like, and I was just laying there. Like,
me too, because you don't know what to say.
Like your hand is on my clit.
Yes, could you believe it?
But it feels good.
Yeah. That's how I'm trying not to think about it so your nipples don't get hard.
But I feel like a pervert.
Weird. First of all, the whole Brazilian wax thing is a little weird.
It's so awkward.
And then you're like, I made another appointment though.
Right. I requested her the next time.
That's why I don't learn their name. I don't learn their name because I'm like, yo, if I learn their name, this is even weirder. Like, can I make sure I have Christina for appointment at one? Like,
shout out to Christina.
Become a regular.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's weird to me. Yeah, I don't.
See, it's too painful for me to be thinking that's pleasurable. Because
it was after the fact.
Oh, see, mine was before the anticipation of them
pulling off the wax hurts me more than the actual wax.
Mine was like when after like the wax when she was just like cleaning everything off with like the wipey.
And see, she did. Like she does it before for me.
I have laser hair removal. It's almost like she was rubbing to feel if it was more hair there.
But it was really caressing
and like really sensual with it. And I was just like,
"That's exactly." She was like, "Let me see if there's anything inside of your vagina." That's what you
do. Open your legs just a little bit. Arch your back.
Jackie, what do you have done down there?
You know what? I've had the waxing done, but that's about it. And usually it's like a 60-year-old. Woman at the nail shop or something.
Oh,
so
lucky
I haven't ran into that other one yet.
Is it so you get waxed every month?
Yeah.
Keep it nice and fresh. Some people like the bush.
I don't do that. I have a bad reaction to waxing. I always had bumps afterwards and stuff.
You don't want to have bumps there.
No. Yeah. So no shave. And you'd be surprised how many porn stars shave. They don't even wax. They just shave. Yeah,
I can't.
Because you have to also alternate. You know, sometimes they want you to grow it out. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you wax and stuff, you can't. But the one thing with my husband, like after our first time together, I used to be totally clean. You know, no hair at all. And he said, can you do me a favor? He's like, can you just grow something? Just, you know, something. And he goes, I feel like a pervert when I go down on you. I said, wow, I was just going to ask you if you could trim some hair, something. And he goes, no, absolutely not. Like he wouldn't trim.
He won't trim, but yeah. You
gotta
grow.
Is anybody in here bald?
I am.
Me too. Well, I'm not bald today, but yeah, me too.
I'm bald today.
And I have a strip.
Yeah.
You have the little landing strip too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand, like, what. So it's like a little mustache. On top of.
Like, it's like a little
line. That's what I do now.
It's up and down.
It's like a little flame. It's like a little flame shooting.
It's like, I went to the spa one time where they, like, you know what I'm talking about in Atlanta, that one with all the temples. So, anyway, like, you got to walk around naked, all the women in the locker room, whatever, where the baths and stuff are. And I seen this girl, and she had, like, a lightning bolt, and I was just like...
She's probably a stripper.
She definitely was a stripper, because she also had 10 earrings hanging from her clit.
She was a stripper.
Yeah, I would just
imagine.
When
I was a stripper, I had a piercing above my clit, and I had a piercing in my taint.
That's how she was. I could see.
I couldn't do that.
So
I'm
when I bent over and clapped, it was like bling, bling, bling.
Oh, she was making sure everybody seen all her piercings.
Okay, no.
And this was inside of the spa.
Did those piercings hurt really bad?
The top one didn't, but the bottom one, I made a noise when he inserted.
I'm making a noise.
How long did it take to heal?
I don't remember.
I wanted to get my nipple pierced.
I had my nipple pierced.
I've heard stories about people that have their clit pierced and they have orgasms all the time from it.
Yeah, or when you're getting oral, it gets in the way.
But that doesn't give you like a yeast infection. You can't just stay wet all day
that. No.
For real?
Yeah, no. No, jewelry doesn't matter. But I had my nipples pierced.
Jackie
too.
Is like, what?
My first pair of implants. But then when I got my second breast implants, they were so awesome that it would have been like putting a bumper sticker on a Bentley. So I didn't put them back in.
What? Have you ever had anything done?
No. No. Nothing? Just navel pierced. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a navel piercing. Mm-hmm. You never had no work, nothing done. You never.
Oh, you mean like plastic surgery? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just recently had a little something done. Like it's called Vaser liposuction, mm-hmm. just around my midsection, like a mommy makeover. So I just had a small one.
Mm-hmm. How was that? Would you recommend it?
Crazy. Yeah, I would recommend it.
How was your healing process?
You know what? I'm still healing from it. Okay. It's been about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's I actually been endorsing the company for a while. So I finally went and did it. And that was the first time ever in life. And I would recommend it.
Really?
Do they put you out for this procedure?
Yeah. Okay. You definitely are asleep. And this is the first place. So you're the first one to get this.
Anybody else.
Were you in pain though after?
Yeah, you are for a few days, but not bad, like Tylenol, regular strength.
So you didn't regret it, like, why did I do this to myself?
You know what, for the first couple days, you do ask yourself, like, what have I done? Because you can't just get up and go and start doing your normal stuff. Right, yeah. But and it makes you lay down, and I'm a workaholic. I'm one of those kind of people that got to be busy. So that's the part that got me, is I'm in the bed, laying down, feet propped up, watching TV. 24 hours
for a couple days.
Yeah, for about a week.
Did you tell Doug ahead of time that you were doing it?
Mm-hmm, ahead of time. And yeah, he took me there.
Oh, so he was okay with
that. He drove me there. He was very supportive. Then he came and got me after. And I fainted.
Doug being just you a fainted? Very, very fainted. Supportive. Wow. Anything. Like, you can probably say you want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Jump off damn.
He's supportive.
Well, I don't think you want to do that.
Yes.
You want to go, you know those people that go to the top of the buildings and shoot the selfies? Like, yes. Doug would probably like support you and like doing some crazy shit.
I ain't doing it with you.
But like, I ain't doing it, but go ahead.
And I love what she's saying, because I was thinking to myself,
I feel like Doug
would
go to any extreme for you.
Cool.
That's my point. Any extreme you would want to go to, I think that Doug would be right there like rooting for you. That's just how I see you guys' relationship. So,
did he ask you, when can we have sex again?
Didn't, but you know, there was drains, because you have drains for about 4 or 5 days, and there are these little tubes. I didn't even know about that, and they're, you know, it's just fluid, and you have to empty them. He did all of that for me.
Wow.
Whoa. He was my nurse all those days. Cooked for me, checked on me every hour, all of that kind of stuff. Just was amazing, and I was thinking, wow, look how blessed I really am.
You are. Right. Because you know what, when y'all mentioned that, I was thinking of the Tamika Raymond interview that I saw.
Yeah,
when
she said she didn't tell Usher,
and she just went and got it done, and then she almost died.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like, when I look at stuff like that, I'm like, oh, there goes the thing I might have considered doing. Like, because when you think of stuff like that, it's really scary. So like, you know, at no point was you like scared. Like,
laying in the bed the night before I went in, I read that exact story and watched the video and was like, but then, you know, Invasor is really not that hard invasive. It's not like regular liposuction. Mm-hmm. It's a little tiny one, and it goes in and melts the fat, and then you just suck it out. So that's what he did,
so
and he's
like
an expert at it.
In the
and then we go,
you see those hands? They be going in.
They be on the table like this, and they be like,
oh my God, he's killing her. Yeah.
And his name is Dr. Friedlander. He's amazing. A young doctor out of Sacramento, the best, studies steel with the best, been doing this a long time. He does men, women, you know, he's awesome.
Men are getting plastic surgery a lot more now, too.
Oh my God, did you see that? Yeah. The guy A1 on Love and Hip Hop
had lipo and then went.
He said he had lipo and then he went and ate a cheeseburger, which I guess defeated the purpose. But the fact that he even admitted
that he had
liposuction,
right,
you know, as a man.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Guys are wearing Spanx. They have their own line of Spanx now.
I saw a man Faja. I live in a very like Spanish area, and I was on like the avenue, like the Spanish avenue one day, going to the beauty supply, and I walked by this store that sells like all the Colombian jeans and stuff, and they had this
with the
whole,
butt things in it
and they had this whole display, and it was like a man like Faja, like,
oh my God.
Cut out and everything. I was looking at it
like a dick hole.
Man really wearing it?
You know what,
had it in the window.
I'm glad, because like, I'm so tired of seeing like trophy girlfriends and wives with this like old fat monster of a man, you know. It makes me angry. It's like, come on, you have all this money, why, instead of paying for her, why don't you get some shit done for yourself, you know? Why don't you, you don't care about the way you look, but you expect beauty from other people, you know? So I'm glad to hear that. I think it's good.
Right. We're on an even playing field.
Yeah. I feel like guys really don't care about how they look. It's like how much money they have.
They do care. Trust me and believe, guys care so much.
Really?
Guys care, like, if they care about, they care when they gain a little bit of weight. They care about their hairline. They care about
I guess you're right. They definitely care.
I think that we don't care as much. Like, women don't place so much importance on how men look, but men definitely care how they look. They care. That's why they go to the gym. I mean, some of them, not all of them. But that's why they care about their bodies. They care about all of those things. So now, Jackie, percentage-wise, how many times would you say that you orgasm from sex?
In my life?
Or just like in general,
regularly.
You, yeah, regularly.
Definitely, because it's that mental thing again, you know, and if even if, say, you're with a partner or you're with someone and it's not, the sex isn't that good, if you can take your mind there, you can make any situation work for you.
So you fantasize during sex.
Definitely.
Like, what kind of things do you think about?
Just everything, either him and me and just the intimacy we're sharing, or it could be, you know, me thinking about him with another girl or something like that, even though that wouldn't happen. You're allowing your mind.
What about you with another man?
Or, you know, sometimes you can think about that, you know, but I definitely am open with Doug and tell him about it and we can talk about it and makes it more intense.
Right. what would your ideal guy be to fantasize about?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably Ben Affleck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's my type.
And he's single now.
No.
You're not, though, so that's all I was asking.
No, he's dating that lady from Saturday Night Live, I think.
Oh, okay.
Really? So you follow who he's dating.
No, I watch Entertainment Tonight. And he's on there. But yeah.
What about you, Lainey?
I definitely think it's totally fine to think about having sex with other people while you're having sex with your husband. I definitely do. And I think about, like, you know, with that article, like, I've made spank bank memories that are going to last through this marriage till we die. You know, I've had all these experiences and I think it's totally fine to relive them, you know, while we're having sex. And he certainly is very open. Like, he'll tell me if some, you know, hot chick on the train was talking to him or flirting with him. And he said, I was just thinking, I can't wait to bring this home to my wife.
See?
And I'm going to take it out on her. Yep. You know?
Right. Who knew that Republican was like that?
Why don't all men think like that?
I know.
I had to grab the mic for that one. Why don't all men think like that?
I love it. That's right.
That's what he always says. So, you know, it's totally, I think we're both very open that I want him to see that women find him attractive. And I think a lot of men start cheating when they don't feel women find them attractive anymore, and they want to prove that.
Well, Jackie has to go.
Oh my god,
because she has more things
to do. Amazing.
Yeah, so I know it's a little different than the average interview.
Love it.
We gotta read the book.
I know.
Yes.
Definitely, you guys. I'm gonna send you. So I'll get your guys' address, and I'll definitely send you.
You have a book signing now, right?
Yeah, I'm on my way to a book signing right now.
That's really cool.
All right, Jackie, we appreciate you.
And we love you on the show because you're like my favorite.
And I love your shoes.
Of you. Thank you so
and your shoes are gorgeous.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, those are sexy.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to finish with Lainey. I want to talk about this dry rub.
Thank you, Jackie. Bye.
All right, well, Jackie had to leave, but my girl Lainey Spizer is still here.
Hello.
So many things have changed since the last time you've been actually on Lip Service.
Yeah.
Because you were here talking about blowjobs.
Sure.
Last time. And we have some master blowjob givers in here.
I can see that.
She said, I can see that. I'm really good at blowjobs.
Me too. I've been called the GOAT.
The headmaster.
But how did you know that you know what I mean?
How do you know you're
like,
great?
How did you know? How did you know? Because I know how I knew.
Their reaction.
So, like, but you
were they can't let you go.
Yeah.
But you
well,
also
that's a great part of it.
I mean, like, their reaction during the process. Like, right.
But Angie's right. People think twice about breaking up with a woman who does that very well. They do.
I think twice about breaking up with a guy who's great.
Me too.
I've never really got rid of anybody like I wanted to. Like, they've always tried to, like, come back around or something. But I knew because I was dating this one guy, and he just loved head. And I feel like that's when I really learned how to give, like, the best head is because I had to give it. Not, like, had, like, he put a gun to my head. But, like,
bet you
gonna
suck it.
Yeah, suck his dick, bitch. Yeah, that was his thing. You know what I mean? So it was, like, you learn how to get better if you want to please somebody.
Absolutely.
And I feel like after that, I just was a beast. Like,
unfortunately and fortunately, I was dating a very older guy when I was very young, and he had me like watching porn and like learning, and he would like teach me.
Oh, so you learned from porn how to
get
people learn a lot of things from
guy.
Porn.
You do.
Like, we would watch porn and he'd be like, right. You see what she just did? Do that. And then I would do it. And he would be like, do it
Simon
this way.
Simon Says.
Kinda, yeah. Simon
I learned exactly. from an older guy too. So the first guy I was with was like 31 years old, and I was a teenager, and he taught me how to do everything.
Yeah, I was like 15, and he was like 20.
Oh Lord,
you yeah, I know. That's sick. I was 19 though.
Yeah, not an older guy, like a couple years, but not like no. 10.
You know what I was thinking about? The other day I was thinking about when I was in high school in 10th grade and I used to ride to school with this girl and her older brother would always try to talk to me and he was like a man with a job, with a suit.
Like how old was he and how old were you?
I don't know. I was in 10th grade. So I was 14.
And he was grown.
Right.
And with a job and a suit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how old
he was.
Was
he in his 20s?
He had to be in his 20s.
He wasn't in school anymore. And he would be going, and he, like, got me a Valentine's Day present. Wow. It was mad creepy. But I was, like, a little kid, for real.
14
So I thought it was yucky.
So when did y'all finally have sex?
Don't play yourself. It wasn't even cute. But
Oh, really?
But no, I just felt like that's such a weird thing. Like, your little sister's...
I think that is strange.
That's, like, sick. That was kind of sick to me, you know?
Yeah, my situation was kind of like that. It was a guy that I was... in the same grade with, was dating my cousin, and me and her was besties, and it was his older brother, and he would like see me in the neighborhood and blah blah blah, and then eventually we kind of just started seeing each other. But he taught me first about sex, because when I lost my virginity, I honestly don't think we did it correctly, but it was him who taught me everything about sex,
right?
And I just feel like it was so creepy back then, and you know, maybe he shouldn't have been teaching me these things, but I honestly have to say that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be the woman I am today, because he kind of just like started it all.
Don't be living with R. Kelly. Yeah.
Things have changed a lot. I don't think even if older guys want to do that now, I don't think they do as the way they used to anymore. I think guys are too scared now.
You're going to jail, buddy.
Yeah, all those shows on TV with the
cookies.
The lemonade and the cookies. And I think guys are too scared.
You know how you know you're good ahead? If you do it to a guy that normally doesn't really like it.
Yes.
That's how you know you're good. That happened to me before.
Guys don't like heads. But no, there is a couple guys that when don't.
Some guys can't like it, but some guys can't have an orgasm.
Yeah, they can't come from it.
Until.
Yeah.
I never
until,
met
until Angie. Until Angie came along.
I don't know that nigga. Yeah. No.
It's true. You do feel so good about yourself when you really get someone that way. Right, like you know.
Oh, you know what the best is? When he doesn't want to come.
Yeah.
And he tries to fight it.
Yes. And then he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
And you're like, yep.
No, but then you try to fuck.
Is it me or do y'all feel like sex is a competition?
Like, why did I let him come?
Like, I always feel like sex is a competition.
Sex is a competition.
It is. It's a sport.
I hate when if my boyfriend comes and I'm like, damn, we didn't even have sex. And now I gotta wait. It's fucking whack.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you can't get him head so they come.
But sometimes you kind of want to, because it feels like when you know he doesn't want to.
Like,
but it's like a feeling of like empowerment.
It is empowerment.
Until
absolutely.
You're feeling just.
Until you're laying there with a wet pussy.
Can we get another word?
Until you're laying there with a wet pussy and nothing to do.
Right.
He should eat you out.
Oh, yeah, he better.
If he ain't, he about to watch me.
But
DJ, right.
I'm gonna turn into DJ McGuire.
GG on the ones and twos.
DJ G.
How many of you after sex have masturbated by yourself? Like I have many times.
I haven't. I'm too lazy.
I have.
I'm not gonna lie. I really don't masturbate.
It's the same.
Oh, you don't?
I really don't masturbate, and I think it's because I'm lazy as fuck. I really do. Like, I have so many toys at home. I don't really use them because it's like a lot of effort.
With the toys, I think it's more effort.
Effort. Y'all already know I don't fuck with toys. Like, I don't.
That womanizer is something else, I'll tell
you. We do have some toys.
So you do like it? They did give me.
I like the womanizer.
I didn't use it.
You should try it.
I haven't.
But I'm just too, it's too much effort.
With a toy, it is. I'm talking about just like wandering down.
But you know what I will do? I will watch porn. I can't just lay there and like masturbate. I have to like watch porn or something. But I'm always so tired by the time I get in my bed. I don't even, like, do anything.
Does this happen to y'all? Because this happens to me. Like, if I fucking masturbate to porn afterwards, if it's still on, I'm like,
ugh. Disgusting.
I feel like the scum of the earth. The fucking earth.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Feel like, you fucking
like, oh, look what you're watching.
Why are you watching this disgusting shit? Sounds like gross. A new porn. I feel that way, too.
Do you watch the same clip, or do you have to, like,
find new
things?
I have a few favorites.
Oh, my God. One time. I came across the same one, but I had liked it before, and I was like, I like new stuff, but I'm like, nah, this one was so good.
This one always works.
Yeah,
I got a couple go tos that if I just want to come real fast, I'll just go straight to that one. Like, all right, I know I'm gonna like this.
But you ever see a good one and then come to a whack one and you be mad feeling like,
you're like, this one's not working next. This one's not working next.
Like, fuck, I came to this whack one.
I mean,
and now I'm still watching it. I'm dirty.
I know.
Do you try to prolong it or do you want to come quick when you watch porn?
I try to prolong it.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually when I masturbate and I'm not in a rush, though.
He'd be like, I got all morning.
Three hours later, you're still looking at the
same. So I just want that one feeling to just last as long as it can, and then I let it go.
Well, my last column, one of my last columns, I wrote about going through this phase where I masturbated a lot, like, but not just at home, like at work. You know, on an airplane, like everywhere, like
at
I was
service.
Just like not here yet. Yes, but yeah. No, I hadn't been. But I hadn't at SiriusXM either. I was just stopped to think for a minute if right. I did it at the bathroom at SiriusXM. No, I haven't. I wouldn't know. I'd be too much crap. But I knew everyone scheduled at Penthouse, so you know, I knew when the bathroom was going to be pretty empty and stuff. And I would usually go in and do that there. And you know, no toys or anything. You know, once you know how to please yourself, like it's you know, it's like during a commercial break, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know,
it's
you're
so
watching
quick.
TV.
30 seconds.
And,
so
yeah.
quick.
Can't nobody let me. Like me too.
That's right.
And that's why relationships are great too, because your man knows how to make you come
really quick,
like pretty quick, like he knows what's gonna work. And you know that if you just let it happen, sometimes you prolong it, but you know you could just let it happen, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Well, you are, and that's all that matters.
Have you ever came and been like, all right, I'm done?
No, not me. Unless it's unless I'm masturbating.
No, I mean with a guy.
No, with a guy, no. Really?
I have. Like, just give me a minute.
Like, wow.
Need a moment.
One of those intense ass, like, your soul comes out of your body.
I love that.
Orgasms, you gotta be like, all right, wait.
No, I'd be like, keep going. But if, like, I make myself masturbate, I can't come again, like, after that.
Right,
but
it's over.
Yeah, if a man makes me come, it's kind of like head. If he, like, gives me head, like, don't touch my clit. We could fuck, like you could put your dick in, but like if you touch my clit again, like in those few minutes,
that's how guys are. When you have sex with them after they come, they don't want to be touched.
Look,
yeah, no. your clit is a dick.
Yeah, my clit is definitely
it is
not one of those hermaphrodite dicks.
It is. It is.
So, Lainey, do you find that married sex is better than all the sex you've ever had?
No. It is not. I mean, it's great because I can have sex anytime I want. Like that I like, you know, like sex. That I don't have to rely on it. I don't
dick
feel
on
like.
Demand.
So he doesn't turn you down like, not today, babe. I don't feel like doing
I got a headache.
No, I will say like, and he's older than me too. And he's in his 50s, but he's up for it anytime I want. Like anytime I want, if I'm there, that's what's great. You know, I had to rethink things and rethink about my own sexuality because I got so used to equating newness and strangers and strange with exciting sex life that, you know, of course, once we got to, you know, in the first year, that's over with somebody, you know. So I had to start thinking of things differently. And I started getting into the fact that I could, you know, I was lucky enough to found someone who's always up for it. So I got sort of more into like being almost like a femdom kind of thing where he's downstairs watching TV and I'll be like, come up here right now. Like he knows that voice and he gets, he's like, yes, miss.
It's like Billionaire. Like, Billions.
Billion. Yeah.
Yes. You watch Billions?
Yes. Yes. I know the show. Yeah. Yep. And yeah, well, not that bad, but that's pretty, but it's gotten more like that. So we've definitely had hot sex. It's just different than my single life sex. And there is one thing that you can like try new things with someone that you trust, as opposed to, you know, if I wanted to, let's say, try to get choked out really hard. I don't know if he'd do it, but if I did, you know, I would trust him to do it and not kill me. You. Yeah,
like,
I know, right?
He's not gonna, because anything could happen.
You know, but you know, he's, you know, some, there's some things that, like, he watches porn, and that's, you know, a lot, and he likes it. But I know there are things that he watches on porn that I'll suggest, like, you can do that to me, and he's like, I don't want to do that to you. He's like, you're my Lainey.
Like, you're like, listen.
I don't want to do this.
I'm a tramp, goddammit.
But then every so often he'll be like, he's like, honey, can I piss on your tits? You know, then I'm like, yay, okay, we're back to normal again. Yeah. You know, like, we're not too.
This is normal, great.
We're not too, like, you know, we're not too precious. You know what I mean? I think that's
what
matters. No
one has ever asked to piss on me.
Really?
Me neither.
I've actually been asked to pee on someone, and then, like,
you did it in the shower.
Yeah, but you know what? For me, I don't like to pee in front of people, so it is really hard.
Right.
For me.
But you did it.
Yeah, I did it, but it was not easy. Like, it took, like, he was like, come on, bitch, hurry up and pee. And I'm like, wait, I'm trying.
You're like, I don't, just don't look at me.
But I've been in the shower, and my ex, like, he's definitely peed on me in the shower. But I wouldn't know. Like, I'll be here wash it, and I'm like, I feel something a little extra.
Wait, did
warmer.
You have vitamins?
Yeah. I was so disgusted.
Don't,
but it's never,
sneaky pee on me.
I don't like that, but he's the only person that's ever done that. And
that
it's
you know
always
of.
Been, no, shut up. And it's always been in the shower, but okay. I've never been like in the bed and it's like.
I think that if I had to choose to get peed on, I would want to get peed on
in the shower. Because you really don't even realize
I would pick the
it.
Ocean.
The ocean.
Well, that's good.
It's not even gonna get to you.
Not
because you don't realize it in the shower. It's still going. It's just going down. But like, he's done it numerous times, and it always annoyed me because he would just start laughing, and I knew like, you're peeing on me.
You're
aren't
like, what
you?
Are you peeing on me? You fucking Rottweiler.
Yeah, exactly.
You marking your territory.
Yeah, but just to go around like, hey, I'm gonna pee on you. I don't know. Like, even other not weird, but freaky stuff. Like, I've had him be like, oh, what can we do that's different? I want you to be the first person I do this with. And I'm just like, I can't think of anything. Like, we've done
he's
a lot
like, he already knows what he wants. And he's.
Yeah, see, I think that that's what it is. Yeah. I'm like, you know what it is that you want. Yeah. What is it? Like, but he would never tell me. He would just always be like, figure it out.
No.
Like,
figure it out.
Finger it out.
Well, Lainey, we appreciate you so much, and congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Everything.
Yes,
thanks
I love
for being.
This.
Thanks
I've
for
known
having
Lainey
me.
Forever. So,
oh yes, it has been. It has been.
And Lainey actually books a lot of our guests up here.
I was
here
about
for
to say we love
well.
Lainey. At
yeah, we do love Lainey.
Thank
I love
you.
How the magazine is like so cute.
It's beautiful.
Dope. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lainey like Spicer, let everybody know where they can follow you. Also,
You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Lainey. MissLainey. And you can check out my column and the magazine, which is really cool, Strip Las Vegas, at www.striplv.com.
And don't get in her DM. She's a taken woman now.
Yes.
Married.
Yes.
Unless you're on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Hey, those days are long gone. That was the True Blood days, you said.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right, lip service.